Hello, welcome to Lion of Judah Online. The subject today we're dealing with, again, is prosperity. This is God's will for all mankind, and we're doing part three from a 10-part series, and we're covering the topics, number seven, the relationship between God and man, broken. Number eight, was Noah prosperous? Yes. Number nine, was Abraham prosperous? Yes. It's important to understand that there was full prosperity and provision on the earth before man sinned. When man sinned, this created a problem all around, not just to people or mankind on the earth, but it also affected all of creation. Man came under the curse, and the creation came under the curse, and is still under the curse. It is important to understand that when sin came into the earth, it broke the connection between God, the supplier, and the man, the receiver, in his creation. But God continued to bless man as far as possible. God started to look for a way to get back into the earth, or to get his word back into the earth, to fix the relationship and to provide once again for his creation. He looks for a man who will believe him and obey him and come into agreement with him and come into a covenant. Topic number eight. Was Noah prosperous? The answer is yes. When the great flood came on the earth, he took possession of everything of value on the earth. He took the wealth of the world with him. I would call that prosperity. Noah and his lives of his family were saved by God, the gain, prosperity. Noah, at the time of the flood, was the most prosperous man upon the face of the earth. We can read this in Genesis chapter 6 and Genesis chapter 7. God was still blessing man the way he possibly could, where he could. Topic number 9, was Abraham prosperous? The answer is yes. God finally finds a man that he can make a covenant, a contract with, to bring the blessing back into the earth. Abraham believes God and becomes obedient to follow his word and his commandments, and we see this in Romans chapter 4, verses 18 to 20. Reading from verse 18, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver in the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. We also see in the word of God that God gives Abraham the promise of many blessings in Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. God changes Abram's name to Abraham, becoming the father of many nations. Abraham and Sarah have a child when they are beyond their childbearing years. Again, I see prosperity here in Genesis chapter 17. God blessed Abraham so much that he had to separate from his nephew Lot because their herds and possessions became so great. We can see this in Genesis chapter 13, verses 2 to 6. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver and gold, and he went out on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, and to the place of the altar which he had made first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Lot also, who was with Abram and had flocks and herds and tents, now the land was not able to support them, and they might dwell together, for the possessions were so great that they would not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's flock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock, the Canaanites and the Perizzites that dwelt in the land. So Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Quite clearly we see here that God blessed Abraham so much that he had to separate from his nephew Lot. Again we see at the age of 175 that Abraham dies, but he continued to grow in prosperity even up till that age. It is God's will, we see even in the Old Testament, that his saints of old were to be prosperous. God is a God of prosperity, not a God of poverty. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this message too. Next time we'll be doing part four, and we'll be covering the topics of number 10, did prosperity finish with Abraham? No. Number 11, did prosperity finish with Isaac? No. Number 12, did prosperity finish at Jacob? No. What happened to the future generations? Number 13. Once again, thank you for being with me today, and God bless.